Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 18th of April, and I am recording at 9:42 p.m., and that is British Summer Time here in London. Well, London, that's where the news was made today, or certainly the big news. Theresa May calling a general election. Now, she can't just call a general election and succeed. She has to get a two-thirds majority out of Parliament. So there'll be a vote tomorrow, but it would be a big mistake by any of the other parties, other party leaders, not to welcome a general election, which they've done, including Jeremy Corbyn and including, well, I think all the parties are welcoming the general election. Now, I think it's a very shrewd move, and I have talked about this earlier, and I don't think I've mentioned it much this year, but I certainly mentioned it from time to time, that she needed to strengthen her overall majority, give her greater control. It's too much of a challenge, or put it this way, it's not helpful for her to be leading the Brexit negotiations against Europe, and to have a thin majority of only 17 seats, and a lot of second guessing and griping behind the scenes within Parliament. So here we are, and how will it actually play out? Well, my guess is that she will emerge from that general election on the 9th of excuse me, on the 9th of June, with a considerably increased majority. I think Conservatives now have 330 seats. They could be up much closer to 400. And Labour would almost certainly, well, Labour will inevitably be the biggest loser, because the party is very, very divided. I think the Liberal Democrats will get a few protest votes from Remainers, but Theresa May's hand will be strengthened overall. Didn't help the stock market here today, the uncertainty. That really clipped it. Down nearly 2.5% here to 7,147 for the FTSE 100 index. So that's a big downward dynamic out of the trading range. And most stock markets were lower in here today. And the overall picture, now I've been talking about a corrective phase here overall. It would be premature to say that, well, it clearly is a global correction. I mean, there's a high risk that it may well turn into that. But so far, we've seen smaller overall reactions. But you know, most of these downward moves start first with a loss of upside momentum. We've seen that, and we see an increasing number of downward dynamics suggesting that we're going to range somewhat lower here over time. I've said before that I don't think this is something that requires big defensive position taking in one's portfolio. I have some cash, mostly accumulated dividends, and I would happily put that to work at somewhat lower levels. Okay, so how did the other markets all fare? Well, in the Americas, Wall Street down over 0.5% on the Dow, but lesser declines. nearly 0.3% on the S&P, and the NASDAQ down very slightly. Excuse me. Well, the NASDAQ is holding up extremely well here so far. Those big tech shares continue to attract a lot of support. And that's not surprising when you think of the long-term overall potential. And looking at the European indices, in addition to the UK, which I mentioned, Italy, one of the bigger declines overall, number of declines over 1%, generally soft among the European markets. In the Asia-Pacific region, also a number of declines. Japan was steadier here overall, and it was, just looking to check that yen. Actually, it was an impressive performance here because the yen did not weaken in here today, and that's usually been behind a number of the rallies. But up a third of a point or more in the Japanese indices. China weaker. India losing a little bit of ground in here today. Again, that Indian rally has stalled near the all-time highs, and again, we could easily see it pull back from this short-term overbought condition. Now, looking elsewhere, government bonds, those yields continue to fall sharply, and that's leading to a little bit of anxiety, understandably, among investors who are worried about global GDP growth. I think it's giving anyone who still holds long positions in bonds a very good opportunity to get out on this additional rally, which is pushing the yields down. Now, also, the dollar. Trump has jawboned successfully here once again. He did that last week, the end of last week, and we've got the dollar index down at 99.5. That's helped to steady gold a bit further here. Gold bullion is at 12, nearly at 12.90. But the other precious metals are softer in here today. Palladium down $17, platinum down over $22, and that was silver down 22.5 cents, platinum down $12.5 here overall. Industrial metals were weaker. Crude oil a little weaker. So commodities generally softer in here today. The bonds, as I mentioned, firmer overall. Stock market rallies certainly looking tired. And gold is getting the hedge support. And that's pretty much it here on this day. It'll be interesting to see how that vote goes tomorrow in the UK UK Parliament. But my strong view, and it's certainly a consensus view, seeing what other people are saying, is that they will give the two-thirds majority to Theresa May, and we'll have the election on June 8th. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.